राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदन यमुना तीर बन चारि जम यमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे ए हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद जय प्रभु जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री भायन गेशिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री भायन गेशिल भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदी श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी की श्री श्री गौरनिताई की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल के गुरुंगरांग की जय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितां शं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today, this morning, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 30th, and text today will be read 30 and 31st. First, I will read verse 30, and repetition we'll do on 31st. टेक्स्ट 30। तस्या अमूनि न क्षोभम कुर्वन्ति उच्चैः पदानि यत् यैका प्रहृत्य गोपीनां रहो भुङ्क्ते च्युताधरम् न लक्ष्यते पदान्यत्र तस्या नूनं तृणाङ्कुरैः खिदत् सुजाताङ्घ्रि तलाम उनिन्ने प्रेयसिम प्रियहन। ट्रांसलेशन, दीज फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ दैट स्पेशल गोपी ग्रेटली डिस्टर्ब अस। ऑफ ऑल द गोपीज सी एलोन वॉज टेकन अवे टू ए सेक्लूडेड प्लेस वेयर सी इज enjoying the lips of Krishna. Look, we can't see her footprints over here. It is obvious that the grass and sprouts were hurting the tender soles of her feet, and so the lover lifted up his beloved. Please repeat after me. इमान्यधिकमग्नानि पदानि वहतो वधूं गोप्यः पश्यत कृष्णस्य भाराक्रान्तस्य कामिनः अत्रावरोपिता कान्ता पुष्पहेतोर्महात्मना। इमानि अधिकमग्नानि पदानि वहतो वधूं गोप्यः पश्यत कृष्णस्य भाराक्रान्तस्य कामिनः अत्रावरोपिता कान्ता पुष्पहेतोर्महात्मना। इमानि अधिकमग्नानि पदानि बहतो वधुम् गोप्यः पश्यत कृष्णस्य भाराक्रान्तस्य कामिनः अत्रावरोपिता कान्ता पुष्पहेतोर्महात्मना। So you can continue. मग्नानि मर्ज्ड पदानि फुटप्रिंट्स वहतः ऑफ हिम हु वाज कैरिंग बधूम हिज कॉन्सर्ट गोप्यः ओ गोपीज पश्यता ज्येष्ठसी कृष्णस्य ऑफ कृष्ण भारत वै द वेट आक्रांतस्य ओप्रेस्ड कामिनः लष्टि अत्र इन दिस प्लेस आरोपिता प्लेस डाउन कांता द गर्लफ्रेंड पुष्प ऑफ गैदरिंग फ्लावर्स हेतु फॉर द पर्पस महाआत्मना बाय द वेरी इंटेलिजेंट ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पसन प्लीज ऑब्जर्व माई डियर गोपीज हाउ इन दिस प्लेस लस्टी कृष्णज फुटप्रिंट्स आर इम्प्रेस्ड मोर डीपली इन टू द ग्राउंड कैरिंग द वेट ऑफ हिज बिलव्ड मस्ट हैव बीन डिफिकल्ट फॉर हिम एंड ओवर हियर दैट इंटेलिजेंट बॉय मस्ट हैव पुट हर डाउन टू गैदर सम फ्लावर्स पर्पल द वर्ड वधुम इंडिकेट्स दैट इवन दो श्री कृष्ण वॉज नॉट ऑफिशियली मैरिड टू राधा रानी ही हैड इन फैक्ट मेड हर हिज ब्राइड इन द वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर द गोपीज यूज द वर्ड कामिनः हियर टू इंडिकेट द फॉलोइंग थॉट्स We actually love Sri Krishna, but still he has rejected us. Therefore, his private dealings with Radharani proves that this young prince of Braja has carried her away because of lust. If he were interested in love, He would have accepted us instead of that cowherd girl, Radharani. These thoughts were revealed the mood of the gopis who were rivals of Srimati Radharani. Of course, the gopis who were her direct allies were jubilant to see her good fortune. So for some known and unknown reason, I really feel shy to sit here and speak Srimad Bhagavatam and especially the rash pastime of Krishna. However, I have to speak on the subject matter. Krishna did play his flute in the middle of beginning of night, evening time, Sarat Purnima day, here Bansiwat area, Panchkosi Parikarma nearby, and all gopis assembled and some discussion. And eventually Krishna started his most confidential pastime, Ras Leela, with the gopis. Number of gopis described as Sat Koti, 100 crore. Today, population of this country approximately 40 crore. So number was really inconceivable big, Sat Koti. 1,000,000,000 gopis assembled here in Panchkuru Koshi. Krishna started Ras Leela. One point, Krishna noticed that the gopis, they developed pride and man. They become very much proud. And sometime, some gopi become very angry to Krishna. Tasam tat saubhag madam viksha manam chakeshava. Krishna, who controls like Shiva and Brahma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he saw, he noticed the gopi saubhag mad. Saubhag mad, intoxicated state due to their good fortune. Gopis, that's such a good fortune we have achieved. And due to the intoxicated state, due to the fortune of their good fortune, so some gopis become proud. Pride came, transcendental pride came in the existence. And manam cha. And not all, but one gopi today realized, and he become very much upset and angry with Krishna. All other gopis feel pride, they become proud. Today we have such a opportunity, our bhagya, our fortune. Even weak yogi, Lord Shiva and Brahma and Sankadi, they try to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna and the Sri Vigraha of Krishna. And hardly Krishna comes in their meditation. Today we are such fortunate. They are simply trying. And if they are really very much fortunate, then what they get some glimpse of the lotus feet or body of Krishna in their mind. And here we are today. We can dance with Krishna, we are embracing Krishna, we can kiss Krishna. So we are certainly, each gopi thought herself the best woman on the earth. Every single gopi was thinking that she is the supermost best woman in the whole creation. Even in heavenly planet or lower planet or earthly planet. So they become very much proud. Pride came due to Krishna association. And this is quite natural. One reason was pride, that every other day Krishna was giving a special favor, a special mercy, a special, he was dealing with Sinta Radharani. And the gopi, today we have our level, we are all today equal to Srimati Radharani. Other day Krishna was giving a special favor, a special mercy, special dealing. But today equally he is dealing with us. So they become very much proud. Our status, our level is now increased. So for that reason they develop saubhag mad. Saubhag literally means intoxicated state due to their good fortune. And Srimati Radharani, man, of course, there is not proper equivalent word for man in this universe, this world's most richest literature. language, English. It has no, however, Radha Rani developed man, become very much angry with Krishna. She was thinking that every other day Krishna was giving a special attention to me. But today, my level is dropped down. Now I am equal to everyone. One of the gopi, what is importance of me? So she became very much upset. And Krishna noticed this feeling. Saubhag mad and another ji man. Man is sometimes translated sulky mood. Is it so? Sulky? Sulky mood means annoyed one with Krishna. Then Krishna noticed that poor thing, and then Krishna decided to curb down the man, diminish, minimize the man of gopis, and same time Krishna wanted to give a special favor for Sinti Radharani. And at that point, all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared on the spot. So here we will discuss about gopis. Not this time, after Srimati Radharani was also separated, but at this point, gopi were separated from Krishna. How come such a great devotee, most confidential devotee of Krishna, they got man? So this pride or man, in description Srimad Bhagavatam described that this was man and pride. It was a pretense created by Yog Maya. Yog Maya came between and she on the pretending that gopis are proud and in sulky mood. So Yog Maya created, or this whole scene was pretense created by Yog Maya in order to intensify their love for Krishna through separation. Yog Maya wanted to intensify, because more dense should be increased, love should be increased through the separation. So it was pretension of Yog Maya, pretension created by Yog Maya. And then Krishna disappear. And you can understand how gopis become so painful. Intense pain they felt due to separation of Sri Krishna. A burning Krishna and gopis or Srimati Radharani, it is not possible to separate them as sun and sunrise. It could not be separated from each other. Like fire and burning power of fire could not be separated at any moment. Energy and energetic, no way to separate. We can't think that put fire here and it burning power or emulating power you can separate and keep other place. However, by it came to Lila Shakti or Yog Maya, or better to say Paurnamasi Devi, she came between and on the pretense of pride, she created the situation. And then Gopi become very much. In Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita quotes that in general understanding that separation is considered better than union. Separation vipralambha and other question yog by direct contact with Krishna. This is also relishable, very pleasing. But when we feel that we are separated from Krishna, a separation mood comes, then Krishna becomes more relishable, more pleasing. Our devotion increases when we feel the separation for Krishna, from Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada writing Chaitanya Charitamrita purports many places. He has quoted one verse from Bharat Muni, who talks about Meloja Rasa, Rasa Sarth. Na bina vipralambhena sanjogam pushtim asnute. Direct contact is not fully appreciated until separation has been experienced. This is the Bharat Muni talks. The direct contact is not fully appreciated, means happiness a devotee derived in the union of Krishna, it could not be fully appreciated unless and until separation has been experienced. So rasa dance was going on in full flight. Krishna was dancing with gopis, and on middle of that, Paurnamasi Devi, Yog Maya came, and she created man and pride in gopis. This was pretension of, otherwise her main object, mission was to intensify the love of gopis for Krishna. And then as soon as Krishna disappeared on the spot, you can understand the condition of the gopi, intense feeling of pain. It was such a, they could not speak, they could not see, they could not move. Such a intense pain was, burning was there, as if someone has all of a sudden thrown them in the middle of flame of a blazing fire. That much pain. He was so much delighted that dancing with Krishna, engaged in Ras Lila, and all of a sudden this happened, Krishna disappeared. And their intense pain was such a distressful situation. They felt as if someone has grabbed and thrown them in the middle of flames, in a blazing fire. And what? And then again, at this point, because too much pain was there, so again, Brinda Devi, sorry, Yog Maya, arranged Vrindavan, personified Yog Maya means Paurnamasi. You must have heard Paurnamasi Devi here. See, he exists in Vrindavan. So she came आर लीला शक्ति आर पूर्णमासी इनफ्यूज लाइफ फोर्स इन देम, अदरवाइज दे वेर एज गुड एज डेड. एज कृष्णा डिसअपियर देन गोपीज ऑलमोस्ट इन अनकॉन्शियस पोजिशन. इट वॉज नॉट पॉसिबल टू सर्वाइव फॉर देम एंड देन केम योग माया आर पौर्णमासी एंड सी इनफ्यूज लाइफ फोर्स जीवनी शक्ति इन देम एंड देन अगेन देन दे स्टार्टेड टू सर्च कृष्णा. नेक्स्ट वी मस्ट फाइंड आउट वेयर कृष्णा हैज गॉन. As we know, this mood is considered to be more relishable. When Prabhupada talks about like union and separation, the separation, when a devotee feels separation from Krishna, he is separated, then his devotion, his love, and his happiness also increases. That is the reason why in Vrindavan the mood of Sad Goswami is described. What was their mood? He Radhe Brajade Vike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutah श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंद वन्ने कुतः घोषंतौ इति सर्वतो ब्रजपुरे खेदय महाविहवलो वंदे रूप सनातनो रघुचुगो श्री जीव कुपाल. दिस वाज द मूड ऑफ सड गोस्वामी. दे आर रनिंग हियर एंड दे आर क्राइंग इन ऑल ओवर द 84 कोस 12 forest of Vrindavan here while they were staying. And they are shouting, they are crying, Hey Radhe, O Srimati Radha Rani, Braj Devi ke, O Queen of Srimati, Queen of Vrindavan, Hey Radhe, Braj Devi ke, Braj Devi, O Queen of Vrindavan, Srimati Radha Rani, where are you? Where I can find you? Where I can see you? Where I can meet you? hey Lalita Shakti, where are you? Where you have gone? How come that you abandoned me and living somewhere? Nanda Suno, O son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Suno, Suno means son. O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you now? Sri Govardhan Padapatale, are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Maybe you are hiding yourself in some of the cave of Giriraji Govardhan. Sri Govardhan Kalpa Padapatale, maybe you are hiding yourself in Govardhan, entering in the cave of Giriraji Govardhan. Govardhan or Kalpa Padapatale, or maybe you are standing near under a tree, or maybe you are in the bank of Jamuna River, or may you are sporting swimming in the where I can find you. Ghosam Tau Iti Sarvate, this way they are crying, shouting, crying. And they are overwhelmed with lamentation, overwhelmed with pain of extreme separation, running here and there. So now the gopis are also, they are in the same situation. Krishna left, then started to search Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam described that fall of the searching, the asking creepers, tree, sand, mother earth, insect, that whether you have seen Krishna. So while they are asking, and then one point they started to enact, act the various pastime of Krishna. That also that happened. And then while they were searching for Krishna, one point they could see, they were able to see the footprints of Krishna. One point on the sand, though it was night time, but night was whole illuminated by the full moon day. So they were able to see, they can find out, they saw the footprints of Krishna. As soon as they the footprints of Krishna, they become very much jubilant. They become very much they were in jubilation when they saw the footprints of Krishna. Some comfort come in their direction. At least they, by the seeing the footprints, there were some solace came in their direction. They could understand the Krishna, the footprints here, it must be Krishna nearby in same vicinity. So they become some solace came in their direction. And while they are searching, they saw on the surface of earthly planet, in surface of earth, the footprints of Krishna. A thrill ran throughout their whole body and they become very much jubilant. A thrill, while they see the footprints of Krishna, immediately a thrill of happiness ran through their body and again they become very much jubilant. They are thinking Krishna must be nearby. Krishna must should be nearby here in this area, in this location. And then Srimad Bhagavatam describes, Gopi describes the fortune of a earthly planet, the earth, Mother Earth. We hear and Srimad Bhagavatam describes there are many desires the Gopi cherish. There are many, many desires, longing for Krishna association. That one most long cherished desire of Gopi to place Krishna feet on their respective breasts. This Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Rasalila also described that many, many desires, the one the long cherished desire to put Krishna feet on their chest. So they could, but here they saw that Mother Earth has touched with her breast or with her chest the lotus feet of Krishna. And they started to describe the glorification, glories of Mother Earth. And then again they have to search out Krishna by the help of the following the footprints of Krishna, going further. And one point, after some distance, they saw that footprints of an accompanying other girl, other woman with Krishna. Krishna footprints were there. And they are nearby, are almost intermixed or intermingled footprints were there also. So they are started, whose woman's footprints should be this one? Who could? And then eventually they also could understand this is the feet of Srimati Radharani. And as soon as they saw the footprints of Srimati Radharani, their heart again for a little while they were jubilant, jubilation, the joy that they have seen, found out the footprints of Krishna. When they saw the footprints of Srimati Radharani, and then again their heart started to burn. As if, हिंदी में कहते हैं कि जले पर कोई नमक छिड़क दिया है. Ordered, I don't know what the English expression. If you have some part of your body you have burned, it is already itching and painful, and someone sprinkles some salt, then how you will feel? So they were already in distressed condition. They have separated from Krishna. That was a great happiness, distress. Now they saw the footprints of Radharani. Radharani footprints and Krishna footprints mingled, mixed together, and their heart started again to burn. So intense pain of envy now, jealousy, envious, hatred, bitterness, rivalry came. Such a everything, they become very jealous, become very envious. Hatred entered in their heart, bitterness, envy, everything, and again they started to work. For this we need some, at least we, some explanation. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami 1 point says, Premaiva go paramadam kam itya gamat pratha. The pure love of gopis has become celebrated by the name lust, envy, jealousy, hatred, bitterness, and rivalry. So this was, of course, between the whole thing that yoga maya was there. How come that someone, her own sakhi, Lalita, or even Chandravali could become envious to Srimati Radharani? But apparently this came, they become very... So it is described, it is a spiritual word. See, in a sea, different type of wave arise, different type. So here, in the that realm, in that spiritual world, so-called jealousy, envy, or lust, it is nothing but the they are integral part of the pure love of Krishna. Like in sea, we see different type of many waves comes out. But any wave that is coming in the sea, that is also the waves, different type of wave, that also integral part of the sea. So either in the gopi's mind, apparently coming, we have no other word to describe those ways, jealousy or envy, hatred, bitterness to each other. This is also the integral part of pure love of Krishna, pure love for Krishna, which gopi maintain. That is also, it is not other thing. It is integral part. So, they saw, and again, now first they saw the footprint of Krishna, now they saw the footprints of both, Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Here question arise that it was night time, not day time. How come that gopis were able to recognize that this is the footprint of Krishna, footprint of Radharani. Understand? Many people, how could can know whose footprint should be this one? कैसे जानेंगे कि वो कैसे पहचान गए? How they night time? It was not day time. Night, of course, moon was there. It was illuminated night by moon. That is fact. But in night, certainly, it is really, really difficult to find out whose footprints it is. So in Srimad other Purana, Brahma Vaivart Purana and Padma Purana describe, there are 11 species marks in the left foot, left sole of Srimati Radharani. And in right foot, right sole of Srimati Radharani, there are 8 species marks. So that what the gopis, while serving Srimati Radharani, they have seen those marks, and the same marks were on the sand. So they were able to recognize that this is the footprints of Srimati Radharani, these are the footprints of Srimati Radharani, and these are the footprints of Sri Krishna. In Sri Krishna footprints also, somewhere described 16, 8 and 8 species marks in the foot, in the sole feet of Krishna. And in Srimati Radharani also description that 19, 11 plus 8, 11 left sole and so please remember, since time has come, to remember the footprints of Srimati Radharani. The left sole of left feet of Srimati Radharani, chhatra, one umbrella is there, chakra, wheel like, dhwaja, flag, lata, a flowery creeper, marks of a flowery creeper is there in the sole of Srimati Radharani, left sole. One lata is there, creeper, and one pushpa, full. And next to that full, there is another, this is also pushpa, lotus flower marks is there. And pala, bracelet, ring is there. And urdhareka, one line is there, very visible line is there, long line, ankus. In order to control the elephant, people use some instrument that call ankus. The ankus is there, and ardha chandra, half moon, not full moon, and a yav, barley, yav ka dana, yav jaisa hota usa chin hai, in the left foot, and in right foot, sakti, once like trishul like instrument. Sakti, the gada is there, rath, vedi, kundal, mas, parvat, and sankh is there. So, desha, but one point, while walking, then one point desha, that Radharani footprints are not visual. They then imagine that Krishna must have lifted, because Srimati Radharani feet were hurting due to the pebble and throne. For that reason, she must be tired. For that reason, Krishna lifted Srimati Radharani. And this verse talks about one place. Since Krishna's foot has more deep impression, more deep. So, and they think that Krishna must have lifted Srimati Radharani. And one place they found out that it's a normal feet. So they are imagining, they are thinking that Krishna must have placed, put Srimati Radharani down on the earth, because he must be bhara-krantasya. He was very much oppressed by bhar, weight of Srimati Radharani. He could not carry, he must be tired. And another reason, he also pretending that he has to collect flower for Srimati Radharani, to decorate Srimati Radharani. For that purpose, Krishna persuaded, convinced Krishna. Now, convincing Mother, now you sit, I am going to do some service. I am going to collect flower and I will decorate your body, especially your hair. And then Radharani becomes, okay, fine. Now you can put me. I can, for time being, I can rest in the earth. You can go and collect flowers. So here this last verse talks about Krishna put the Chandravali talking that Krishna must have placed, put Srimati Radharani here. Why? Because he was tired due to the weight of Srimati Radharani. And Bharakrantasya, so he has put here and collecting flower. However, time is over. I was thinking to finish before, but however, if you are really in burning some question, you can tolerate, you may ask, you can ask, and I will try my level best to satisfy you or please you with my answer.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your class. Sometimes it also describes that there were new gopis amongst the rasa dance. Those who were sages, when Lord Rama met them in the forest, they became gopis. And sometimes also the Upanishad, the personification of the different Upanishads, became also gopis. And in that way, it inhibited Radharani's ability to be close to Krishna, because these were all new gopis that Radharani did not feel very comfortable being surrounded by. I don't know if you have read that.
I could not fully serve you.
He said that, you know, the personified Vedas, they took birth as gopis, and also the mystic and yogis of Ramchandra's time took birth as gopis. So Srimati Radharani didn't feel comfortable to be in the presence of such new gopis, so, you know, it's such a
word. It described that many people, and the rishi of Dandakaranya, when Lord Ramchandra was in the Dandak forest, the many saintly persons, they saw the mood, service mood of Srimati Sita Devi towards Krishna, Madhurja Bhav, Sringar Bhav, conjugal attraction for Krishna, and immediately they decided we should also cultivate consciousness, this mood. And from that time they started austerity, penance, and of Dandakaranya Rishi, they also took birth. When Krishna appeared, they also took birth different villages of Braja. And in the Ras Leela, they were also included, the gopis. Shruti, Apsara, the heavenly den, they also perform Ashtri, and then we do Parikarma, the Apsara Kun. All the way they came, the women came, ladies came from the heavenly planet, they perform Ashtri. They are performing, and they took birth in the cowherd community, cowherd girl, and they were so many. There, some gopis, they came directly from Golok, Lalita, Vishakha, other directly. The big group was there. But if anyone cultivate Krishna consciousness in that mood, if we are cultivating that, we will take birth where Krishna pastime is going here. Somewhere universe Krishna, eternal pastime is still going. So that person takes birth there as a gopi, and once he accepts the body of gopi, took birth in cowherd community and developed mood of Madhurya, then they also are included or recruited. So there are many different types of Jew. I can Dandakanda Rishi, they have also appeared at Gopis. Ladies of Mithila, ladies from Mathura, Ajodhya, Richas, Shlokas from heavenly planet, and many, many people had. Once you cultivate Krishna consciousness in that mood, directly no one is able to enter. That person what takes birth where Krishna pastime is going on as a gopi, and then he also joined in the Rasa Leela. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in second part, really in first page almost, Prabhupada writes that in order to elevate ourselves on that platform, at least we need two births. This time, but directly we could not enter in the spiritual realm in Golok. One time, wherever pastime, Krishna will perform pastime in earthly planet and universe, we will take birth there, and there we can join. But also, Prabhupada gives some in that same line, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But if some really highly elevated saintly person use his veto power, I want this person, this my disciple, this person should enter, and if that guru or sadhu use his veto power, no, this time, this lifetime, they directly they can enter. And this is frankly described in Bhakti Rasamrita, second part, on first page. I don't remember exact verse, but it is described. Rupa Goswami describes and Prabhupada is right the same in translation, this mood.
The last question, okay,
Maharaj. Okay. In connection to Prabhuji's question, if
please take notice that we are getting late as well. So.
Yes. Prabhuji specifically asked if Radharani felt awkward because of the gopis from the Upanishads, the Shuddhichari and the Dandakarani. One point that I am reminded of, maybe perhaps you can confirm, Maharaji, the word koti that you had used,
Shatkoti.
Koti also means supreme. So there were 100 supreme gopis from Vipaksha, Suruda, both the camps. And special gopis, so they did not have in the Shruticharis or the Dandakarani gopis present in the Rasa Leela, because koti has two meanings, like one is crore and other means also supreme. There are two meanings of the word koti. So
koti means here crore, and description like. The gopis who did the Katyayani birth, those gopis were in their previous life, they are rishis of Dandakaranya. So they also took part. Anyhow, Radharani is Radharani, and certainly we should not use our intelligence, our reasoning, our mind, our logic, our wisdom to justify the Leela of Krishna or Srimati Radharani. If we will dare to do, certainly we are prone to make some mistake or even make some offense. So we should not go in that direction. Simply here, correction. Of course, I personally, as a beginning, really, honestly, I feel shy to sit here on this elevated for my so much limitation. So, I'm sitting on such an elevated place, asana in Vrindavan, and then many Vaishnava, among elevated Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas, and especially speaking about Ras Lila and Gopis and also Radharani, it is really embracing is what embracing inside. So philosophically, I really couldn't gather courage to talk philosophically on this subject matter. Whatever I am telling, just simply I have to see every single word I use, it is not like it is somewhere I have written either Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam or any Purana. Absolutely nothing is my contribution in this presentation.
Srila Prabhupada
ki jai. Srila
Prabhupada
ki jai. Yes, Srila. No, you have still. Without your comment or question or correction, class will be not completed.
The queens were jealous a little bit of each other. It seems that the gopis were a little bit jealous here and there. How is our jealousy of others different than the jealousy that we're hearing about?
So it appears they are jealous. Like I want to give an example is given that in sea, samudra, ocean, different type of many waves arises. It looks like it is separate from the sea. So here when it comes in the mood of gopis or in Vrindavan, that their anger, their jealousy, their rivalry, their bitterness to each other, it is also integral part of the pure attraction, spontaneous love, pure attraction for Krishna. That is not different at all. Though name we are using, jealousy, envy, bitterness, hatred, jealousy, but all it is not beyond the jurisdiction of pure, spontaneous, intense attraction or prem for Krishna. Either anger or their pleasing. Everything is on the transcendental level and realizable, and especially here Srimad Bhagavatam described that Vipralambha or separation, feeling of separation from Krishna is more elevated and even more realizable as well. Okay, so here I should.
Now we should jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.